We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Monica Lovell in the driver's seat this morning. Our beautiful sister in Christ, Tammy Dock.
You just combined us.
I did.
Wow, that's perfect. That's cute. That's cute. I love it. That's
it's
adorable.
Okay. It's okay.
It's a Monday. Is it Monday?
I know, right?
Yeah, we got a double whammy.
That's it. It's okay. It's okay, y'all.
Give her
Lord
some grace.
The Lord knew I was going to do that, but it's okay.
Oh, that's cute. We've
got our beautiful sister in Christ, Tina Dobbs, over there running the iPad this morning, and our beautiful sister, Pastor Tammy Bailey.
All right.
Is our guest this morning. Yeah. How are you this morning?
I'm happy to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
It's like a box of chocolate.
You never know what you're going to get. That's right.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page or send it in a private message. We'll do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get that posted shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items.
Good job.
Thank you, Lord. He's so faithful.
He is. Yeah. He is, Monica. He's got us.
He's so cool.
I love him.
Would you please pray to start us out?
Yes, I'd love to. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to just be here this morning. Father, we thank you that, God, you have opened up a place where we can begin to just pour forth your word, your truth, because the Bible says that the truth sets us free. And so, God, we thank you that today freedom is going across the airwaves. I thank you, God, that lives are going to be set free today. Souls are going to be set free today because, God, you are in the midst of working in humanity's life. And so, God, we thank you today for the opportunity. We don't take it lightly, but we invite you to come. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come. You are the one who was sent in the earth by Jesus Christ himself to govern and lead us. And so, Holy Spirit, we give you full reign to lead us. We're following you. Have your way, Holy Spirit, because we know you came to do the Father's will. So as we enter into the word today, Father, we just want to ask you to come and manifest yourself and speak to every person personally, God. Lord, that every ear, every eye, every heart, every mind would be open to receive in the name of Jesus. And we shut down even we shut down the enemy's camp that would come in and try to hinder what God wants to release today. Right now, we shut down every spirit that would be sent out on assignment by the enemy to come in and disrupt what God is trying to do today, or to even shut down the minds and the ears of those that are listening from receiving today. We bind you up, we silence you, and shut you down. You will not hinder what God came to do today. And we release Holy Spirit to do the work of God today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. I love your title this morning, The Law of Liberty.
Woo! It's a good law.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been digging into this, and so is what the Lord put on my heart today, and I just wanted to just talk about it a little bit. I almost put the title, Which Law Are You Living Under? Because many are stuck under a different law. And so the Bible says that we've come under a new law, and it's the law of liberty. And so shouldn't we know a little about the law of liberty? if we're under that law, I want to know about it. And so I think as the citizens of heaven, we have we've come into a new country, right? It's heaven, and we have a new king, Jesus. And in that country, we have a new law that we live under. And so we need to know about this law. I think a lot of times people don't even understand. I didn't understand for the longest time that, you know, the law of Moses is fulfilled. And so a lot of times we're trying to still live under that, and it's been fulfilled. And so I just want to talk a little bit about that today. So I've said this before, but I'll just say it quickly, that when you, for example, talk about something being fulfilled, it means it's completed. Okay, and I've said this before, so hopefully you haven't heard it, but if you have, it's okay. Just get it down in your spirit, okay? But it's like going in. The Lord showed me one time. He said, Tammy, it's like me giving someone walking in and giving me a stack of papers. I'm a secretary. They send me these papers, and it's a stack this high, and they say, Tammy, I want you to, your job is to take all these papers, and I want you to file them in their proper places. And I say, okay, I'll get it done. I go in, and I file all those papers, and then the boss comes back in, and he says, did you get that done? I say, yep, I fulfilled it. It's done. But what we tend to do is pull all those papers back out, okay? And we start again. And the father said, Tammy, the boss would come in and say, what are you doing? I had you do that the other day. Why are you doing this again? Well, I thought that's what I was supposed to do. No, you fulfilled that. It was completed. It's time to move on. Like, that's done. And so a lot of times people get confused by that. They say, yeah, but Jesus said he came, he even spoke about the law is written on your heart, right? Now it's in our heart, and you're absolutely right. But we need to understand what law we're under now, which is the law of liberty. And how does even the Ten Commandments, the law of Moses, all of that, how does that even play into this? And what does that look like? And so I think today, God's going to help unveil some things for us so we can get free. First of all, the law of liberty is a law of freedom. Amen. Glory to God. We are free. To whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Amen. So I am free. And that word liberty, it means morally you're free. It also means, let me think of it. It's moral and, Lord, help me remember, even ceremonially free, okay? There, you are completely free. So let's break this down, amen? Okay, so let's look at James 1:25. That's where we really see the law of liberty talked about, and so let's just look at that real quick. It says, for whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Okay? So what we see is there's a law he's talking about. It's the law of liberty. And he said that we need to actually look into the law of liberty. Okay? We need to look into that law, and we need to continue in the law of liberty. And so I think sometimes we don't even know what the law of liberty is, let alone continue in it, all right? And so he said that we need to do this. And he said also that we need to be careful that we're a doer of the law of liberty, okay? Whatever the laws of liberty are, we need to do those things, and we need to continue to do those things, okay? So when we talk about the law of liberty, we need to break down first what a law is. What's a law? Well, if you look it up, like in the dictionary, it's a system of rules which a particular country recognizes as regulating the actions of its citizens, and by that those rules, it can enforce the imposition of penalties if the law is broken, okay? So it's a system of rules a particular country recognizes and enforces. So we now know the word says we are citizens of heaven, right? Mm-hmm. So if we're of a different country, that country has laws, okay? And we are under the law of liberty. So let's know what the rules, if you want to say, of liberty are. What are we talking about? How does this work? So when we think about just even in the earthly realm, right, we a lot of times think about when we, anytime we see the law, we often think the law of Moses, but we came under a new covenant that came with new laws. Okay. The old covenant was fulfilled. All right. And that means that, let me say it like this. The Bible even says that the covenant came with laws. It wasn't that the law came with a covenant. It was the covenant came with laws. So when the covenant was fulfilled, the law was fulfilled. Okay. Does that make sense to you? So, I mean, you can't tell me, but it's like how I talk. Let's talk. Okay. Anyway, interact with me here. Okay. So anyway, all that to say, when we talk about now we've come under a new law, we've got a new covenant and it came with new laws. Okay. So all that to say, I just wanted to kind of set that up for you. In the earthly realm, Moses was given the law. And we know it was the Ten Commandments. We know there were statutes and there were all kinds of things that came along with this, right? And we know that man added two. And I can't remember. Do y'all remember how many laws there was? Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of laws that they added to. And they were trying to live by these. Can you even imagine? I mean, it's hard if you get 10 laws, okay? But if you start adding like 300 laws, it's like, oh my gosh, you will constantly have to be referring back to the manual or the book that tells us what those laws are, because that's a lot of law. And so, in the earthly realm, they were under the law of Moses, and, they were, living by that, so that, because if they broke the law, what did the Bible say? If you broke one of the laws of Moses, you were guilty of all. Okay. So it was like, I mean, even imagine that. Imagine if we were in this day and time that we're running around. If I break the speed limit, it's like I broke murder, or I committed murder. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? If you broke one law, you are even held to the fact that you have murdered someone. It's like, ha! That is overwhelming. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of pressure, and they were living under this. Okay. Now we know the Bible says the law was good. It was actually good. It was actually helping man, I guess if you want to say, it was helping man know what was right, what was wrong, okay? It was teaching them something. I think even as our children, right? Our children, there are rules that I set up in my home when they were kids. And those rules were not to make their life miserable. It was actually to bless them, okay? Because in the end, it was not good for them to fight with each other, okay? I say, we're not going to fight with each other. We're not going to call people names, right? We had these rules. You have to clean your room, whatever. We set those up so that these children could succeed in life, okay? It was to bless them, because when they got on their own, that way they could handle their own house, right? They could go out into the world and not fight with everyone, but they learned how to get along, okay? This was just to help them succeed. So even in the earthly realm, the Ten Commandments, if you want to say, God gave those to us to bless us, okay? It's good that we don't go around and steal from each other, right? It's good for us to learn how to treat one another the way we want to be treated, right? This is God's way of helping us, like children. Just come on, I'm calling you to the higher places. Come on, I'm showing you the better way. It was not so he could punish. I never set up laws in my house to punish my children. I didn't want to punish them, okay? I was hoping that the laws would help them not have to be punished, right? But so all that to say, the law of Moses was in the earthly realm for the Israelites. It was set up for them. And then Jesus, like we said, even said, now he put it on our heart, right? He even put those laws in our heart. Now let's break down why. And this all connects back to the law of liberty. So we can establish that there is a new covenant and it came with a new law, and we are under the law of liberty. Now, do you guys know how we fulfill this law? Because the word actually teaches us how to fulfill this law. In fact, let me look at this passage first. Turn to James 2:12. We're right there, so we might as well hit this one. Okay, let's go ahead and see. It says, in fact, we might need to back up here. Let's look at verse 8. if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. Now, this is all connected to Old Testament here, right here, okay? They're saying if you do well, you'll do well if you will fulfill the royal law, right? Which is to love your neighbor as yourself, right? Jesus even talked about all the commandments hang on these two. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those were the two commandments. Then when he institutes the new covenant, he gives a new law. And in that law, he says, now under this law, I want you to live in a way that you love one another as I have loved you. That was the new law, okay? That's the new law. Go and love one another as I have loved you. He took it higher. We've said this before, but he took it higher because in the old covenant, it was just love one another as you love your neighbors, you love yourself, you know? Well, that's pretty good. But loving one another now as Christ loved us, that's high, okay? That's an even higher level of love. And so, he begins to break this down. So let's look at it. But if you have respect to persons, and this means if you show partiality, you commit sin. I thought, oh, snap. Okay. It's hard to not commit sin in that area. Okay. We're just naturally partial. Okay. But he said, if you're partial to certain people, if you favor certain people, right, he said, you're actually committing sin. And so he begins to say, and you're convinced of the law as a transgressor. You're convicted of the law as a transgressor because the law doesn't allow for you, the law of Moses, doesn't allow for you to be partial, okay? For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, don't kill. Now, if you commit no adultery, yet you kill, you become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye and do so as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Okay? So he's saying, hey, don't try to live under the law of Moses anymore. Because if you try to live under that, you have to fulfill it all. You cannot just do one part of it. You have to do the entirety of it. So he said, I want you to start speaking and living as the one who's going to be judged by the law of liberty. So what we need to establish here is that as citizens of heaven, we have a new law. It's the law of liberty. And that law is what's going to judge us. We are judged by the law of liberty. I said, okay, we better know what the law of liberty is because I'm going to be judged by that law. He's not going to hold me to the law of Moses. I'm not going to stand up there and he's not going to say, did you love me with all your heart? Did you steal? Did you commit adultery? Did you bear false witness? He's not going to go through all that because Jesus fulfilled that. So that has been put up. It's already been, it was a good thing. It was had its purpose and it's been fulfilled and set away. Now I am going to be judged by the law of liberty. Glory to God. So let's talk a little bit about liberty. Let's turn, in fact, to Galatians 5:13. I want to go over to Galatians 5:13 and it'll take us a little more into the law of liberty and we can grab a hold a little bit about this. Now, let me say this. Galatians 5:13. Let me look at it first here. Let's go ahead and read this. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Now, we live under the law of liberty. We're going to be judged by the law of liberty, and we've been called unto liberty, okay? Liberty means freedom. We've been called to freedom, moral freedom, ceremonial freedom. That means I'm not, do you catch that? Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't want to disrespect anybody, and I never mean to, but this what we're understanding here is ceremony is connected even to all the, it's connected to all the they had to observe the Sabbath. They had to have all the feasts. They had to make sure they did everything perfect ceremonially, okay? They had to do everything in proper order when they did have ceremonies, okay? So he said, you are free from those things. You can do them, but you can't do them thinking that you have to, or now you're judged by that again. You go back under the law of Moses. Do you see what I'm saying? You are morally free. You are ceremonially free. Now, everything you're going to do is through freedom, okay? I'm not being forced to do it. I'm free to do it. Do you see the difference? I'm not being driven to do it. It's open for me to do it. So let's look at this a little further. It says, you've been called unto liberty. The children of God have been called unto moral freedom and ceremonial freedom. So as it goes on, it says, only this. He said, I want you to get this. Only use not your freedom and your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Look at the next verse. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So when we really get into this, guys, what we find is love fulfills the law. What law are we under? The law of liberty. Love is going to fulfill the law of liberty. Okay? So we say, how am I going to fulfill it? Love one another as Christ has loved you. Through love, serve one another. See, sometimes people go, and I get it. I've been there. We say, oh, but if we teach this, people are going to think that it's okay to sin, that we can run around and do whatever we want, and it's all fine. Wait a minute. That's not what the law of liberty said. The law of liberty actually says that you are to serve one another. You are not to use your freedom as an occasion to serve the flesh. Okay? The flesh profits you nothing. It actually brings death and destruction. Okay? I'm not going to be judged by the flesh anymore. I am judged by the law of liberty. But if I go out and begin to do the things of the flesh, guess what? It brings and opens a door to death and destruction in my life. You know it's true. I can go out right now as a believer, and I can go out and do whatever I please. Okay? I can go out there, and I can actually begin to do the things that are harmful for me and harmful to others. And guess what it's going to do? Bring death and destruction. I can do it. I can literally go back and do those things that I used to do before Christ, and it will actually bring death and destruction in my life. It was bringing death and destruction in my life back in that time. My marriage was falling apart. I was miserable. My relationships with people were falling apart. Nothing was working. I was losing jobs. It wasn't working. And so what I'm saying to you is this. I am not condoning sin. I'm going to tell you, the more I grow in Christ, the more I understand the law of liberty, the more I just want to please God. I don't want to do it because I'm afraid of punishment. I want to do it because I love him with all my heart. Like, I don't want to do those things anymore. Like, the more I grow in him, the more I press into him, the more I press into love, because God is love. I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to do those things that are displeasing to him. Not because I fear him anymore. I reverence him. I don't fear him. Okay? Fear and reverence are two different things. Yes, the Bible says, fear the Lord your God, right? Yes, we are too, but when you break that word down, it means reverence the Lord. See, fear has torment because it's coming with punishment. So fear brings, fear is a thing that you're afraid of being punished. But love says, I want to do what blesses this person, what pleases my Father, not because I'm afraid of him, but because I absolutely love him. I love him. So I want to tell you, I have not gone in the way of saying, I could just do whatever I want and go back to that old life. I'll tell you, I did for a season. I think I've even talked about this before. I had a season where I went backward because I started coming into this liberty. And I actually went backward and I actually started watching stuff that I'd quit watching, okay? And why was I not watching certain things anymore? Because there was something in me that didn't feel right. I wasn't afraid of, like, punishment. I knew it wasn't right. It was hitting me here wrong. And there was something in me just didn't like it. And let me say this, my flesh liked it. My flesh loved it. In fact, my flesh was ticked off that it couldn't keep going that way. And every time I would pull over here to the Lord's, to the Spirit of God, it the flesh was crying. Why? Because it was dying. Let me tell you what happens as you crucify the lust of the flesh. It ain't happy. Anytime something dies, it's painful, right? It doesn't want to let go. And so it was screaming like a baby, pitching a fit. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I got an attitude. When I started letting some of that stuff go, it was like, ugh! I was just angry all the time. I was like, I was so discontented in myself because I just wanted to feed my flesh. And the Lord said, Tammy, it's dying. It's okay. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. And I kept resisting. I said, God, you got to help me because I don't want to give this thing up. I don't want to let these things go. God had dealt with me in an issue that in my life needed to be corrected. Why? Because it was hurting me. It was hurting me. What you take in is going to come out. Do you understand that? What you take in comes out. So, you know, ceremonially, the Jews were getting wrapped up in, you got to walk away, don't eat this, don't eat in that place. It was all this external stuff. And Jesus said, wait a minute, you don't understand. It's not what you touch with your hands that defiles you. It's what you're taking in that defiles you. And so I was taking stuff in that was coming out. Let me say it like this. I was watching filth. Now, by the world standard, it probably wasn't filth, okay? I didn't know I was going here, okay? But whatever, the Spirit is leading me there. I want you to understand this. I want you to grab a hold of it. I was watching Magic Mike. I'm just telling you, okay?
What?
Yes, I was. I watched that show. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, my flesh loved it, right? And it was being fed off of it. But all of a sudden, and I tell this story so you can see what the heart behind it is. Mm-hmm. See, I believe wholeheartedly when God asks something of us, if we can get the heart, he'll get our life to follow. Okay? If I can catch the Father's heart, I always say that. God, I hear what you're showing me, but I need the heart. Because if I don't get the heart, I'm going to get religious. See, without the heart, that's where religion comes in. All of a sudden, we set up rules. We say, this is why I was hardcore. I was like, you don't need to be watching this. You don't need to be doing this. You don't need to go there. I mean, I was straight crazy, okay? Because I knew God's word, but I didn't have his heart. So all of a sudden, I was setting the rules in place and making man live by them, and everybody was miserable, okay? Including me, because I was trying to be God. So it was not fun. And so, yeah, it was hard. I was having to chase everybody around. How's your life going? What are you doing? I don't think you need to be doing that. It was just like misery, okay? So anyway, and then when they didn't do it, I was just like incensed. I'm like, oh my gosh. And, you know, and it was just miserable. So all that to say, I said, God, I know that this is not good because you said I should keep my eyes. I should only set my eyes on the things that are good. I shouldn't be taking in things that are not of you. So, God, I don't understand. What is the heart behind this? And guess what? I sat in my house one day visiting with a couple. We were all sitting around, and we were sitting around together, and I'm just going to tell it like it is. This was way back years ago, but we were having church in our home, okay? And all of a sudden, the girls started talking about Magic Mike, and I'm pastoring and join in. Yes, I did. Yes, I did join in. And we were all laughing, and it was like, ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, snap. I knew something in me was not comfortable. But I went along with it because the flesh wanted to go. And I saw all of a sudden, I saw this man in the room. I saw his face. And his face, it was like wounded. He was hurt. And I thought, okay, something's wrong here. I don't know what's going on here. So we got out of that situation. As I began to seek the Lord and I dug a little deeper, the Lord revealed that man and woman, that couple, were having marital problems. There was unfaithfulness in their relationship. And so here we are laughing about a show where a man is going in and, you know, stripping, if you want to say, for women and causing them to lust after him. And a lot of these women are married. They're married. But they're looking at another man and enjoying another man. And I saw this man be wounded by it. There was hurt in him from what had happened in their marriage. He didn't find this light. He'd been wounded by this kind of behavior. So I said, oh my gosh, Lord, I have wounded my brother. And so I began to get the heart, and God began to say, Tammy. In fact, I said, God, you've got to give me a, a, Let me no longer desire this. Change my desire that I no longer look at this and enjoy it. God, you've got to change this in me. And God began to, I tell you, God began to change my heart. And I no longer looked at the man who was the star of that movie in a way that I thought he was attractive. In fact, I began to see a broken man who began to need attention from others to find love. And he began to do these things because he was trying to find approval and love from others. And it didn't even matter that it might be women who were already married, and now he was bringing brokenness to homes throughout the nation and throughout the world. And he doesn't even understand what he's doing. So I begin to pray, Father, forgive him. He doesn't know what he's doing. And I begin to actually be disgusted by it. I begin to see the devil working in behind that thing. I begin to see what he was doing. And I begin to see how he was coming into homes and wrecking homes. And all of a sudden, I begin to see how all of a sudden when we're watching stuff like this, now I begin to see women not any longer be pleased with their husbands because their husbands didn't look like the man on this movie. And they didn't dance like that man. And they couldn't act like that man. And all of a sudden, they weren't pleased with their husbands anymore. And they started to think maybe there was somebody better out there for them. And I saw the spirit of adultery begin to draw in woman after woman after woman through this kind of lustful thing. And God said, this is why I don't want you watching this stuff. Because it's a trap, Tammy. It's setting you up for something you don't want to get involved in. It's setting you up for a lustful spirit. You're opening a door for a lustful spirit to come in and begin to draw you away from your husband. Make no mistake, Tammy, the devil wants to draw you away from your husband. I said, oh my gosh. I got it, Monica. Mm-hmm. I got it. And so all of a sudden I got the heart. I said, God, I don't want to do that no more. And I began to see it in a different way, and my desire changed, and I didn't want to watch it anymore. You see what God does? He will do it for you. Just tell him what you're struggling with. He can help you not desire that anymore. I even tell him, God, I need you to help me desire the right foods. God, help me to stop desiring fried burritos, please. I need help. But he can do it. Amen? Yes. He can do it. So what we're talking about here is the law of liberty. I could go and do those things if I wanted, but it was not right before God because it was hurting another person. Through the law of liberty, we're going to fulfill it by loving others. I'm going to serve others through love. I'm thinking at every moment, am I loving this person? How is this affecting the person that this is being done to or being said to or is going to be involved in this? How is it impacting them? This is the law of liberty. So when we think, oh, is this going to cause us to be free to sin? No. In fact, it's caused me to pull away from things that I was justifying before. When I was living under that law of Moses, if you want to say, where I was fearing God's punishment that I might go to hell, all of a sudden, guess what happened? I was still doing those things. I was just doing them behind closed doors. Yeah. People didn't know about it. Yeah. Come on. I was a pastor doing things I should not do, but nobody had to know. And the devil told me it was okay because nobody knew. It was just in my private home. I wasn't hurting nobody, and I wasn't going to go do those things anyway, right? I wasn't going to go out to a strip joint. I mean, I was just going to watch it in my room where nobody saw it. Come on. Deception was in my house. But God began to teach me about the law of liberty. And now I'm actually being able to walk these things out. I couldn't walk out before. Wow. That's God. So I know we got a break for a prayer time, but please don't miss it because I'm telling you, when you come back, we're going to break down the law of liberty in a way that I believe you're going to be changed. You're going to get free today. Freedom has come to your house today. You're going to get freer than you've ever been before. And I promise you, you're going to walk away light because Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Glory to God. Somebody needs to get some burden up off of them. Somebody needs to get off of some yokes that they were never meant to be yoked to. And you need to be yoked to Jesus Christ and begin to move in the law of liberty. And you will see your life transformed, changed, and you will find yourself being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And it won't be so painful. Glory to God. It's going to be easy. It's going to be wonderful. And you're going to go, I love what God is doing. And I love what God loves because he's going to change you from the inside out. Glory to God.